Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord here in person and also online. You can find the bulletin on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link, or also if you receive our weekly emails, you'll find a link to the bulletin there. What a gift from God today, the gift of rain, along with His mercies, which remain new each and every day, including today. Pentecost Sunday. Three big celebration Sundays in a row. Last week we celebrated the ascension of our Lord. Today, by God's grace, we celebrate Pentecost and the significance of that promise kept. And next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll celebrate Trinity Sunday, identifying clearly who our God is and why that matters. Have you used the line, "I got a guy," or "I know a guy," when having a conversation with someone and they're looking for help with, for example, construction assistance or financial assistance? We all know somebody, though that somebody may not be what we need at the time or be able to help others. However, each one of us gathered here in person and also online know someone who everybody needs to know, who can also help them then with the bigger picture of life. And it is this guy's name we call on once again today. His name is at the heart of the Pentecost event. God be praised. Let's do that right now. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns even in haste for the courts of the Lord.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
There is one day in your courts than a thousand.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
O Lord Almighty, blessed are they who trust in you.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us worship Him.
Thank you. Please stand. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
This is love. Not that He loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as His only sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. We pray. Holy Spirit, God and Lord, come to us this joyful day with Your sevenfold gift of grace. Rekindle in our hearts the holy fire of Your love. Please be seated. On this Pentecost Sunday, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, reminding us that it's not about building up earthly kingdoms, but rather about building up the kingdom of God. We hear these words. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. The word of the Lord. As we're reminded of in our previous reading, the Lord was serious about his command to fill the earth. And even though he was serious about that command, he was also serious about another: go and make disciples of all nations. So even though he scattered, he did not forget. A reminder of this in our second reading from Holy Scripture from Acts chapter 2. And so we as a church exist not to build an empire for ourselves, but to go out and lead people to call on the name of Jesus. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for our gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, reminding us of the fact that as we go and witness for Jesus, we don't go alone. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
God's grace and His mercy and His peace remain yours in great abundance, and this is all thanks to our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures. We hear once again back from the words of Acts, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the grace of God and the work of the Holy Spirit remains at the heart of our life here on earth. Do you like your name? Your first name? Your middle name? Your last name? Initially, there wasn't really anything you could do about it. That was the name that you were given. Maybe you took up a nickname to help cover up or hide your name. Perhaps you no longer have that nickname as you grew out of the need for that, or no longer fits your personality. People can change their name, and people do. Some people have it changed for them as a form of protection. Some names, well, they just roll off the tongue nicely, right? But then there's other names that we just struggle with pronouncing. Some names seem to fit the personality or the profession that person has taken up. Do you know the meaning of your name? Maybe the meaning of it is why it was given to you in the first place, and not just because of Uncle Lester. Will your name be remembered outside of family and close friends after you are gone from this earth? Some of us can't even remember the names of the people who were in our high school class. Does it matter if your name is remembered? The one name that does matter, the one name that definitely sparks a reaction, whether that be a positive one or a negative one, that is the name of Jesus. And as people at the time of our text and before were encouraged to call on His name, so we today are still encouraged to call on the name of Jesus, because His name makes a difference. And so we are to call on His name, but not just call on it, to also pass it on so others can call in His name as well. And we need that encouragement, first of all, to call the name of Jesus, and then secondly, to pass it on, because His name is the only name that makes a difference. People may not recognize that. In fact, people by nature refuse to call on the name of Jesus. It really is a misnomer to say we make a decision for Christ, because dead spiritually people cannot make decisions, just like dead physical people cannot make decisions. So the Bible clearly points out no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So if we call on the name of Jesus, whether we think we've made that decision or not, give credit where credit is due, not to yourself, but to God, in particular the Holy Spirit, who has moved you to call on the name of Jesus. But not everyone will call on the name of Jesus as we pass on His name to others, not because you are a poor witness, necessarily, but because of our cold, stubborn nature. And so don't be surprised that people reject your invitation to call on the name of Jesus. Because again, by nature, we are God's enemies, hostile to Him. And because of that, too often people do not show respect to the name of Jesus. His name, just like any other name, really ought to be respected. I kind of feel sorry for Pete, whoever Pete was, for the love of Pete. Who's Pete? But how often do people use the name of Jesus and not in a positive way? His name ought to be respected because his name makes a difference. But how often do we, as people who call the name of Jesus, not respect his name and use it properly? And so give a poor witness to those who don't call on his name and just fuel their natural desire to misuse his name. So call the name of Jesus for your salvation out of respect. Because what has Jesus done for us which makes his name the difference maker? Well, he has won our peace with God. For all of our sins, in particular, our sins of hatred, our sins of disrespect, our sins of misusing his name or misusing the names of other people, breaking the eighth commandment and so on, Jesus went to the cross to make a difference in our lives between his heavenly Father and us. And so through his death on the cross, through his shed blood, his innocent blood, we are able to have that peace, that forgiveness. No matter how grievous the sin, right, there's forgiveness. Another one of Satan's lies is to tell us that there's no way God could forgive that sin or this sin, but yes, he can. Not of your own doing, but through the blood of Christ. It is finished, already forgiven. Not to continually misuse the name of Jesus or misuse the name of others, but rather to call on the name of Jesus aright. To give him praises, to call on him in our time of need, to give him thanks in all situations. Keeping in mind, he has given us peace with our Heavenly Father. And so the significance of the cross. Along then with the empty tomb. And so the significance of calling on the name of Jesus is not just for this life, but also for the life to come. Because this life is temporary, as we're reminded of each and every day. So he has won for us eternal life, an eternal relationship with him along with our Heavenly Father. Thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit becomes our very own. And so we rightfully refer to our God not as a dead God, but a living God, an active God, one who truly makes a difference, one who points us to what his Son has done rather than what we have to do. And that's, again, what separates him from the gods of this world, the gods we human beings have made up, the gods out of wood and stone, the gods of our mind and our own hearts, who we have to sacrifice to appease. But again, God sacrificed his Son so that he would be appeased for our wrongs, our sins. Call on his name. His name makes a difference for your salvation now and into eternity. And so we can face death whenever that comes with confidence because we call on the name of the Lord thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's God's goal all along, as we alluded to earlier. Even though God scattered the people to get them to fill the earth and to do so by confusing their languages, he did not forget about anyone. On the day of Pentecost, ordinary men were able to speak legible languages, which they did not study, in order to communicate the name of the Lord Jesus. And he equips people today to speak the name of Jesus in a variety of languages. Because that's God's goal. Not to destroy people, but to save people. He wants all people to come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved. And so again, give thanks that the word of the Lord is not just in one language, but in so many languages. And God uses a variety of people to get the name of Jesus out and about. He encourages us to be witnesses. Go and make disciples of all nations, plural, of all people, men, women, children, all walks of life. All are to call on the name of Jesus. And so be his witnesses. Another way that we emphasize God's goal of being his witnesses, we are encouraged through Scripture to live such good lives among the unbelievers that one day they will not be able to help but praise the name of the Lord. It will not save them at that point, but they will have to recognize the Lord was and is in charge. And you were and are one of his. God, help us not put stumbling blocks, roadblocks, in people's way to call on the name of Jesus. And so let us examine our lives, how we go about our lives, how we speak, how we act, how we treat our spouse, our children, our friends, our employers, our employees, so that people can see Jesus in and through us and be led to call on his name. Because that's our goal too, right? I mean, it's one of the reasons why we as a congregation exist, not only to build a place for ourselves, but a place to invite people, a place to go out from, to gather together and hear the Word, to allow the Holy Spirit to continually work in us through the means of grace so that we continually call on the name of the Lord. And so we are fed through His Word and through His sacrament to do just that, to be reminded of Jesus and why His name is significant in our own life because of the forgiveness of sins He has won for us and the gift of heaven He has given to us. And as we're fed then through word and sacrament, we're also motivated to go out and spread the name of Jesus. And so we gather together our congregation mission offerings. So our offerings together with other congregations we are joined together with can go out and about throughout the world to places we cannot go. And the Lord even brings us opportunities we're not even looking for. God be praised. You know, years ago, when there was another called worker shortage, full-time workers in the church, we scaled back on our world missionaries thinking, what's going to happen? Oh man, God bless that. He said, get out of the way with your human thoughts. And we are doing more mission work than ever before, just in a different way. Let God be God, so that more can call on the name of Jesus. Through our conversations. You don't have to have Jesus every other word in your conversation, but you can let the light of Jesus shine through you in those conversations. Through your lifestyle, through your invitation to come to worship, to come to a Bible study, to come to a community connection event. And not just invite them, but come with them. Maybe you've attended that Bible information class 5 times. Do a 6th time. See if Pastor says anything different. The point is, right? God, help us carry out the goal that He has given to us to lead people to call on the name of Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit works through you. You matter. You matter so much to God that He sent His Son for you. You matter to God so much that He's equipped you and calls you. To be His witness. With what goal in mind? That people may call on the name of Jesus. So what isn't a name, dear friends? Plenty. Especially if it is the name of Jesus. So keep on calling on His name and then keep on passing on His name to others. Why? Because His name makes a difference. Let people know the difference He makes in your life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join together in a confession of faith based on the Nicene Creed, found on page 9.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen.
Please be seated. God be praised for the opportunity to take the gospel near and far. And so we give thanks for the gifts that he allows us to give to do just that. And in response then, we sing this song of thanks. Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people. We rejoice in the knowledge that he is our advocate before your throne and that he intercedes for us in all our needs. Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, his cross uplifted, and his gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children. Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. And so we commend to your care for physical healing Len Sampaio, who is in the hospital overnight. We ask that you would bless the medical team as they watch over him and bring healing to his body. Refresh his soul with the news of sins forgiven and hope of heaven. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, we thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. And for those celebrating the wedding anniversary, thank you for this opportunity in their life, and continue to watch over them, helping them see the blessings in their life together. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus. And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take this is Christ.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life with peace and in joy and with confidence, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray, hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Just a reminder to fill out the connection cards if you haven't done so already. Thank you for taking the time to do that, and especially our guests, we appreciate that. And leaving any info on the backside that we can get to know you better, appreciate that. Bible study taking place here in the church proper. We're beginning a new Bible study topic. We're looking at the Gospel of Luke. Handouts there are there in the lobby by the bulletins, or you can also find it online on our website. And then the family Sunday school hour will meet today in the chapel. So at 9:15, the Sunday family hour will begin in the chapel. You may have noticed already we're using our multi-purpose center as a vote center for this period of voting. So just a way to help our community, and we're thankful for the opportunity to be of help. So would ask that, unless you're dropping off your ballot, that you avoid going into the multi-purpose center so everything stays above board. So people can continue to call on the name of Jesus. We're thankful for the work that LWMS does, Lutheran Women's Missionary Society. First Sunday of the month is an opportunity to financially support the work that they do, so gift boxes are there in the lobby. You can find out more information on the information board. Thank you for your generosity. Jesus Cares, we'll be meeting in person today. They'll meet at 2 o'clock, and we'll meet in the chapel. If you're coming back for Jesus Cares, we'll meet in the chapel at 2 o'clock. Also today, later on, 3:30-ish, 4 o'clock, the rain should not have deterred this, 20s, 30s, hosting a sand volleyball event, and then afterwards going to Buffalo Wild Wings. The sand volleyball is scheduled to take place at Harry Crab Park, and then also Buffalo Wild Wings there in the Galleria area. This way, with the rain, the sand will really stick to you, so it'll make it even more fun. We will be getting a new music class. You can read more about that on page 3 of the weekly news, so direct your attention there. And then Summer Bible Camp is coming up in July. We're looking still for a few more volunteers for Summer Bible Camp. You can go to our website for more details, or you can talk to Hannah Ripley. She'll be happy to give you more details about Summer Bible Camp, or Alyssa Bergman. Catch either one of them, and they'll give you more details about Summer Bible Camp. Just direct you to the weekly news for other things that are going on. God bless the rest of your day. Thank you.